Farm.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio
Countdown. Did Robert Bales tell you that he went out the night of March 11th and he shot these people?
No, he did not. He has no memory of, he has an early memory of that evening, and he has a later memory of that evening, but he doesn't have memory of in between.
According to people who have been interviewed, eyewitnesses, Sergeant Bales went from room to room. He shot 16 people dead, including 9 children. 5 are wounded. You're telling me he remembers none of them?
That's correct.
That's CBS's Peter Van Sant talking to attorney John Henry Brown about Staff Sergeant Robert Bales, who's the soldier accused of killing those 16 Afghan civilians. And that's where we get started, the discussion about where we are in Afghanistan. Welcome into the Wednesday, March 21st edition of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. We start with a report from Andrea Mitchell, who talked to Elizabeth Buehmiller from the New York Times about her recent trip covering Defense Secretary Panetta over in Afghanistan.
How did you all find out what Karzai had said? Because I think you just told me that Secretary Panetta had just taken off from Kabul.
He just left Kabul. He had just done a briefing with the press in Kabul saying things were just great. He had a great meeting with Karzai. I didn't put a lot of that in the paper. So we got on a plane, flew 3 hours to Abu Dhabi. And as we landed, all the BlackBerries were exploding with the requests from editors and producers to please get some Pentagon reaction, because Karzai had just announced after Panetta left that the U.S., he had demanded that the U.S. withdraw from all villages in Afghanistan by mid-next year.
And, of course, he waited until Panetta had left. But you have only villages. I mean, how do you withdraw from villages to still complete the mission?
Well, that's a very good question. And at first, the Pentagon said, well, actually, we're not that far apart. We're on the same page here. But then, of course, if you press them and ask, how can you continue counterinsurgency, which is working among the local population, trying to, you know, gain trust, how do you train local Afghan security forces and police if you're not in the villages? And the answer was, of course, well, it's not very, we can't do that. And so there's a handful of huge military, U.S. military bases in Afghanistan, but by and large, the armed forces are on very small forward operating bases and smaller, 200 here, you know, 20 here.
Now, presumably, President Karzai was doing this for local consumption, political reaction at home, after the Quran burnings, after the massacre of the 16 civilians. That said, if the U.S. did have to withdraw to bases, they might as well just withdraw from the country.
Well, that's sort of the thinking. Now, bear in mind, the White House does want to get out of this war, and right now the strategy is that most troops will be gone by 2014, the end of 2014. So we're talking about how fast that withdrawal occurs over the next 2 years. And that's what the debate right now is over.
And, of course, it's also a debate in the election campaign. John McCain this weekend was saying, you cannot hurry this process. We know that that is the position of McCain and Lindsey Graham. But this is what Rick Santorum had to say today. I asked him about it on Morning Joe. Would you accelerate the withdrawal then?
Again, you know, my feeling is that we should commit ourselves to be successful. But if the president's not committed himself, then I don't see any reason for us to continue to be there.
And you're beginning to hear that as well in a different iteration from Mitt Romney. So this is really putting the president on the spot. And the signal that we're all getting, although they won't say this publicly, is that they do want to accelerate the withdrawal.
We will know more, perhaps sooner than that. But we'll certainly know by May, when Obama has a NATO summit meeting in Chicago, where that is going. It's very interesting with the Republicans, though, because, you know, until recently, they were saying, you know, we got to
more and more
hold the course, and all of a sudden, if they're seeing the politics and they're seeing the sentiment of the country here. There's no political value in promoting, you know, staying longer in this war.
Talk about a trip with Leon Panetta. You all on the plane didn't know it, but as you were landing, you had to divert the parking space because of the man who basically put himself on fire, and in exactly where the secretary's plane was going to land. And then as soon as you left, President Karzai threw a verbal bomb as well. So it's not exactly an easy trip traveling with the secretary.
No, it was not. I mean, we didn't know, as you said, until 10 hours later, and the Pentagon finally then announced that there had been this strange incident, and it got stranger and stranger as the days progressed and more information came out. So it seems as if this apparent suicide attacker was aiming for a group of Marines who turned out to be two very senior commanders. The Pentagon still says that Panetta was not at risk, and that we don't think that he knew he was on the plane. But nonetheless, there was he seems to have been aiming for some very senior commanders.
Let's pause for a moment and then get more on the investigation into the civilian shootings in Afghanistan up next here on the Talk Radio Review.
Grandpa!
Hey, Dorothy.
What appearance. Sit down on the porch with me.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
She knows a hollow from a double up. She does snapbacks, backsides, shoots the curl. Bethany Hamilton knows everything about surfing. She just didn't know about the shark. But just months after the attack, and with only one arm, the 13-year-old surfs again. And now she's ripping it better than ever. So next time life puts a little fear in you, just think of Bethany Hamilton hanging 10 on top of a heavy wave. That's real courage. Pass it on.
From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
On my journey to help save people money on car insurance, people have been really surprised to learn that GEICO can also help with renter's insurance. They're even more surprised when I tell them it costs as little as $12 a month. But perhaps what's most surprising is that I still live with my mum. Yeah, I know, I really should start thinking about renting my own place. But then I'd have to get my own tea kettle, sofa, shower curtain, soap dish.
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Important medical alert for users of antidepressant prescription drugs. If you or a loved one used certain antidepressant prescription drugs before or during pregnancy, including Zoloft, Depakote, Paxil, Prozac, Wellbutrin, Lexapro, Celexa, or Effexor, and have a child born with a birth defect such as cleft lip, cleft palate, club foot, or other heart, lung, and cranial defects, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation and future medical expenses for your child's condition. Call 800-457-1584 now. If you or a loved one used certain antidepressant prescription drugs before or during pregnancy and have a child born with a birth defect, time is limited to file a claim. Act now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-457-1584. That's 800-457-1584. The call and consultation are free. 800-457-1584.
This is an advertisement. Attorney responsible for this advertisement is Carrie L. Steigerwald. Admitted in California. Office address 4350 Executive Drive, Suite 150, San Diego, California 92122. Cases may be referred to or handled independently by local counsel for principal responsibility.
Referrals. Simple word, right? To a small business, referrals are solid gold. So how do you stir them up? Email marketing from ConstantContact.com. With Constant Contact, you get easy-to-use templates to showcase your business with photos and coupons. And best of all, it's easy for your customers to pass them along to others. In other words, help you generate the almighty referral. Plans as low as $15 a month. Get your free 60-day trial at ConstantContact.com. And let the referrals begin.
Talk Radio in the Focus, and Afghanistan is front and center here. Host and former New York Governor David Patterson talked to retired Navy lawyer Philip Cave about Sergeant Bales and the next step in the investigation into that shooting last week.
Probably the first issue that has to be resolved is what is known as fitness to proceed. Is the defendant able to understand the charges that are levied against him, and will he be able to assist his counsel in his own defense? Under our Constitution, if a person cannot assist their counsel, in other words, even though your counsel speaks for you in court, you are the person on trial and you make the ultimate decisions. If you're unable to understand that, then you cannot be tried, and therefore probably in this case, Mr. Bales will be remanded to a psychiatric institution. Do you think this will be a big obstacle in this case?
Well, certainly his mental health at the time and alleged offenses is going to be a primary focus of the defense. I think any defense counsel under the circumstances would want to try to challenge that. Obviously, we don't know all the facts yet, but we're certainly hearing information that tends towards some mental health issues, maybe with post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injury. There may be alcohol involved, which goes to memory issues, blackouts, those kind of things. So certainly that would be something to look at. I think most of us have had some experience over the years with clients who've been in this situation with these types of illnesses, some of them more severe than Sergeant Bales. And so far, yet, it doesn't seem to be a complete defense. So
Yeah.
I will tell you the general consensus for the moment, at least, on the gossip circuit, shall we say, is that while it may not be a defense to the charges, it certainly would be something that would be highly relevant to sentencing, especially if this is a death penalty case.
Well, you are highly regarded for your points of view, and you point out in several articles where you're quoted that stress is rarely used in a court court-martial because stress is, of course, common in combat. My question to you is, what about the fact that this is his fourth tour? Say you're his defense attorney. Could it be the post-traumatic stress disorder, not coming from this conflict, but from coming from years of service in Iraq and in Afghanistan? Do you think that has a chance?
Well, again, I don't think it. I think the sense is not as a defense. There certainly have. I mean, his case in terms of his experiences is not that unusual, and certainly we've all had clients who have had worse situations than him, and certainly clients who have had less of the stresses.
Here's radio man Howie Carr with military analyst Colonel David Hunt. They talk about all the information that's coming out of the Army about Staff Sergeant Bales and what may happen to him if he is found guilty.
Now, let's talk a little bit about this situation with he's a sergeant, Sergeant Bales, and now, you know, all about his background is coming out now. Apparently, he was underwater on one of his houses. The banks were foreclosing on another house. They obviously, you begin to see the outlines of a defense emerging that he was some kind of that he was mentally unstable. Is he in danger of being executed for this?
The military hasn't executed anybody in years. This guy's what's called a staff sergeant. He has four stripes. Been in about 11 years. He's got an excellent record. You can't find anybody who knows him and didn't think he was a good guy.
Mm-hmm.
I think what you're going to see is the four tours defense that the pressure of combat made this guy snap somehow. The problem with that is you've got millions of people who have been in years who have been in both Iraq and Afghanistan. It's in millions who haven't.
Right. There's been many. Yeah. I mean, how many people you figure have done more than four tours?
Oh no, I know people first year have done seven. So it's not a good defense. I mean, you have the money problems that they're bringing up. The truth is that the military doesn't pay a lot. A staff sergeant with 11 years with two kids is probably underwater in a lot of things. There are a lot of people like that. When I was in, you guys working for me that were delivering pizza to my house at night, and they hold the two jobs. It's not unusual for military people, officers and NCOs, to have money problems. This guy snapped. It wasn't when you find out exactly how these killings went on. They weren't just shootings. There was some fires. There was some stabbings. I mean, there were nine kids killed that night. So it's no indication this guy was troubled. None. It's tragic for the Afghans who were killed. And everybody else involved. I think you're going to find, again, in the chain of command, that for whom this guy worked, myths and signals. He had some traumatic head injuries from Iraq, but he was cleared to go, to go back to work.
Because they needed bodies.
Pardon me?
Because they needed bodies.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's volunteer service, and after 10 years, yes, you need people to go back. He was also a sergeant, so he had good combat experience. And every report we're hearing, he was good at his job. And he went nuts, and it looks like he did a bad thing, a terrible thing, a tragic thing. And he will pay for it. It's a chance to get death penalty by death.
The cost of gasoline, wow, is this rising to the top as the prices go up, interest goes up. That's next year on the Talk Radio Countdown.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original BioMat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So News Talk Radio, News Talk Television, your conversations that you're having, and people that are like you, concerned about the price of gasoline, are reacting to hosts like Debbie Monterey here with Doug McKelvin. They talked to analyst Michael T. Clare about the reasons for the high gas prices.
Let's be honest. It's almost physically painful these days to actually go to the gas pump when gas is, for premium unleaded, I paid $4.19 a gallon. Ouch. You know, we have been used to, at least when the gas prices go up, that they come down, and then we forget how painful it was until they go back up again. But do you think that the days of it dipping back down to maybe $3.30 a gallon or something, are those days over?
Well, you know, they may go down a bit, but they'll always bounce back up, and each time they bounce back up, I think they're going to rise higher.
So you say gas prices are here to stay, and what we consider high, anything probably over $3 a gallon. But when we hear all kinds of reasons for the rise in gas prices, it could be the Iran threat, the fear of a new war in the Middle East, the demand for oil in China, not enough domestic drilling in the United States.
Speculation.
Yeah, but you say there's something else going on here, too, that is a shift in the oil industry itself.
Right. The situation in the Middle East, the fear of conflict there, that's what's responsible for the bouncing up and down, what they call volatility in the oil industry. That's not going to go away. There'll be bounces up and down. But the fundamental shift that I believe has taken place is that we've used up all the easy oil on the planet, the stuff that's easy to get out of the ground and comes out in gushers. What's left, there's a lot of oil left, but it's very hard to get at it. It's in the deep water of the Gulf of Mexico. It's in Alaska. It's encased in solid rock, shale rock, and we could get at it with technology, but it's very expensive to produce, and so we're going to see high prices for the indefinite future.
So when we talk about the Deepwater Horizon disaster, that was a very deep drilling operation. Is that what you're talking about, difficult drilling like that, or even more so?
Exactly right. That's an example of what we're going to see more of. It costs in some cases, $1 billion to build one of those rigs that they put out in the deep waters, or several billion dollars, and that has to be passed on. They're drilling in 1 or 2 miles of water. Those are the most sophisticated pieces of machinery ever created by humans. So it's a very expensive operation. This summer, Shell is going to be drilling in the Arctic in the northern waters off Alaska. That's even a more expensive operation. So all of this has to be passed on to the consumer.
Political commentator Cal Thomas thinks he knows exactly what needs to be done about these prices.
Now, if you believe President Obama when he was a candidate and Energy Secretary Stephen Chu before he supposedly changed his mind, both want gas prices to rise even higher in order to force people into electric cars. The president and Chu belong to the cult of global warming and want to impose their doctrine on all of us. When George W. Bush was president, Senator Obama blamed him for high gas prices. Now that he's president, Mr. Obama says high prices aren't his fault. The president is incorrect, though, when he says we have 2% of the world's available oil. We'd have a lot more if we went and got it in North Dakota and other places on our land or at sea. The U.S. has the largest known deposits of shale oil in the world, according to the Bureau of Land Management, and holds an estimated 2.175 trillion barrels of potentially recoverable oil. That, along with more drilling, would free up Middle East oil, lower the price, and give us more time to develop cars that run on, say, natural gas, of which we also have plenty. All the politicians give us is hot air. If we could harness that, fuel would cost nothing.
In a few minutes, we're going to shift the focus to the presidential race. Yesterday's primary in Illinois. That's up next right here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Hey, it's freezing back here.
Ugh. Yeah, close the window.
Yeah, no.
Why?
Sorry.
Oh, girl, what you need is Digestive Advantage Gas Defense.
It's a supplement.
Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Its dual-action formula acts quickly to stop gas before it starts when taken with a meal.
I take it every day.
It's good for you.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
Road trip, and we won't need a convertible.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage.
L-A-M-E! You guys watching it on TV? It's lame! So lame!
During the Ultimate Hoops experience at Sears, it's easy to score a great HDTV, and it's fast. Just buy online at sears.com/hoops and pick up in-store the same day. Right now, get a 55-inch 1080p TV for only $588.
Buy online, pick up today, there's really just no easier way. Go fast! So fast.
TV regular price, $699.99. Prices may vary in Alaska and Hawaii. Sale ends March 24, 2012.
You heard him.
March is National Nutrition Month, and as such, General Mills is reminding people of the importance of whole grain. The dietary guidelines recommend choosing products with whole grain listed as the first ingredient, but it can be hard to know how to find whole grain in the grocery store. Here's Marilyn Warner, registered dietitian and senior nutrition scientist at the General Mills Bell Institute of Health and Nutrition.
While the front of the food package does provide nutritional cues, shoppers need to look at the ingredient list on the side of the box in order to get the real scoop on how much of each ingredient is actually in the product. You should make sure that the word whole is listed first and is followed by a grain, like oats. An easy place to find whole grain is in the cereal aisle. More than 50 cereals with the white check, including Cheerios, Lucky Charms, and Total, now have more whole grain than any other single ingredient with the same great taste. They also highlight the grams of whole grain per serving on the side of the box.
For more information on the benefits of whole grain, visit wholegrainnation.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standard for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1 year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for aromatic liquids extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Elections are about choices. And today, hundreds of thousands of people in Illinois have joined millions of people across the country to join our cause. And this movement began on a small farm in New Hampshire on a sunny June day. We were surrounded by a small group of our friends and some supporters and family. We shared a conviction that the America we loved was in trouble and adrift without strong leadership. And 3 years of Barack Obama have brought us fewer jobs and shrinking paychecks. But many of us believe we were in danger of losing something even more than the value of our homes and our 401ks. After years of too many apologies and not enough jobs, historic drops in income and historic highs in gas prices, a president who doesn't hesitate to use all the means necessary to force through Obamacare on the American public, but leads from behind in the world. It's time to say these words. This word. Enough. We've had enough. We know our future. We know our future is brighter than these troubled times. We still believe in America. And we deserve a president who believes in us. And I believe in the American people. Now, you know that yesterday I was giving a speech at the University of Chicago. Not very far from here. Not very far from where Professor Barack Obama taught law. It was a speech on economic freedom. And as I was writing the speech, I thought to my lifetime of experiences. I've had a lot of opportunity to learn about the unique genius of America's free enterprise system. It started, of course, with my dad. He didn't graduate from college, and he would tell me about his dad, who was a contractor, and you know about construction, up and down years. He never quite made it, but he never gave up and raised great kids. Later, I helped start companies, and those began with just an idea, and somehow they made it through the difficult times and were able to create a good return for investors and thousands of jobs. And those jobs helped families buy their first homes. Those jobs put kids through school. Those jobs help people live better lives, dream a little bigger. For 25 years, I lived and breathed business and the economy and jobs. I had successes and failures. But each step of the way, I learned a little bit more about what it is that makes our American system so powerful. You can't learn that teaching constitutional law at University of Chicago, all right?
Go to sportsauthority.com and get your family geared up head to toe for sports indoors and out. From cleats to running shoes to hiking boots, and from team sports to treadmills to camping gear. SportsAuthority.com has 95,000 products from brands like Nike, Under Armour, The North Face, and more. Whatever your family's needs are, not only have we got just the thing, we've got thousands of just the things to choose from. You'll find colors and sizes galore, and almost everything ships for only $2.99. SportsAuthority.com. All things sporting good.
Gardeners trust Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed to feed plants right. Plants need food, especially veggies. Lately, another company's been saying their plant food feeds twice as long as Shake and Feed. What they aren't saying? Their plant food actually feeds less. So we're saying it. Shake and Feed provides 72% more nutrition per application and is more in line with university recommendations for feeding many popular veggies. Hey, if we can save even one veggie, it'll be worth it. Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed. Everyone grows with Miracle-Gro.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hello, Jessica. Jerry Newman calling. How much can I save by combining auto and home policies?
Well, you could save over $750, but remember you dropped us?
Bummer, because I just combined my auto and home.
Jerry, did you miss the garage again?
The garage door and the front door look so similar.
Save an average of $750 when you bundle your auto and home policies with State Farm. Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today. Average household savings based on 2010 National Survey of New Policyholders who reported savings by switching to State Farm.
Grandpa!
Hey, Jerry!
What up here? Sit down on the porch with me. I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm gonna have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
Now starting for Carlisle at running back, defensive back, punter, and place kicker is...
And winning the gold in the pentathlon and decathlon is...
Now playing for the New York Giants in the outfield is...
The winner of the intercollegiate ballroom dance competition is...
Named as first team All-National Football League is...
Jim Thorpe, All-American Native American. And he raised the bar for every American. Excellence. Pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at Values.com.
Do you take Viagra? What if we could promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? Look, at $18 a pill, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for just $3, and it comes with a no-questions-asked money-back guarantee. We'll do the math for you. You save more than $15 per pill for the same results. One more? We'll give you 40 blue pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call 1-800-764-6923 and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for Viagra. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering's fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in an unmarked package. Call us right now at 1-800-764-6923. That's 1-800-764-6923.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
You did not really compete in Illinois. There's been this sort of choices that candidates are making. Why not Illinois, and what are you looking forward to in Louisiana as you look forward?
Well, I'm speaking to you from Alexandria, Louisiana. We've had a great day today in Shreveport, at Louisiana Tech, in Monroe, and now here in Alexandria. And I think candidates have to pick the areas they think they can win in. I think we have a much better chance of winning in Louisiana. Governor Romney had a pretty good day today. I think he took a step towards clearly proving he was the front runner. Senator Santorum did not have a particularly good day. This is the third time now he's tried out an industrial Midwestern Union state and not succeeded. And I think that conservatives are going to have to think through what's the right strategy if they hope to stop Romney. We are faced, I think, with a very serious challenge in terms of who can beat Barack Obama. That, in the end, is what this is all about. Who can beat Barack Obama? And I think that it's very difficult to imagine that the governor who used Teddy Kennedy as his advisor, who designed Romney Care as the forerunner to Obamacare, is going to do very well. And frankly, Senator Santorum, who I like personally, I think has a hard time explaining why the guy who set the all-time record for losing Pennsylvania, somebody who took a balanced budget, which I left behind, and as part of the leadership ran up $1.7 trillion in deficits and was part of the largest defeat since Watergate in 2006 as part of the leadership. So I'm staying in the race because I really do think it's a question of who can beat Barack Obama. I think the case I'm making on gasoline, the case I'm making on an American energy policy is effective. If you watch the White House for 2 weeks now, we've had them responding. The president spent his Saturday speech attacking my proposal to get gasoline below $2.50. Axelrod, his campaign manager, was attacking me personally on Sunday. And I think the fact is we have a program that would get gasoline below $2.50. People can go to newt.org and see it. I think here in Louisiana, I'm making the case that this is an administration which has asked the Saudis to pump more oil when they should be asking Louisiana and Texas to pump more oil. Obama's putting jobs in Saudi Arabia that ought to be jobs in Louisiana. He's sending money to Saudi Arabia that ought to be sent to Louisiana. I think we can make a very strong case for defeating Barack Obama based on his very, very bad energy policies. And I've tried to take this theme of freedom, which all of us agree on, but I've tried to apply it to a particular place. American freedom based on American energy, creating much more oil and gas, driving down prices and giving the American worker a fair break so that the worker has freedom because he or she is able to actually have take-home pay after they fill up their gas tank.
There's Newt Gingrich talking to Sean Hannity, and now Rick Santorum making a stump speech from Gettysburg.
I've said throughout the course of this campaign that while other issues are certainly important, the economy, joblessness, national security concerns, the family, the issue of life, all of these issues are important. But the foundational issue in this race, the one that is in fact the cause of the other maladies that we are feeling, whether it's in the economy, or whether it's in the budget crisis that we're dealing with, all boils down to one word. And that's what's at stake in this election, and it's right behind me on that banner, and that's the word freedom. I was pleased to hear before I came out that Governor Romney is now adopting that theme as his speech tonight. I am glad we are moving the debate here in the Republican Party. But I've been focused on this because I've actually been out talking to people across this country, doing over 1,000 town hall meetings. And I know the anxiety and the concerns that people have in this country about an ever-expanding government. A government that is trying to dictate how we're going to live our lives. It's trying to order us around, trample our freedoms, whether it's our economic freedoms or our religious liberty. But in addition to trampling that freedom, in addition, they're building a dependency on government. As we see government expand and grow, now almost half the people in this country depend on some form of federal payment to help them make ends meet in America. And if Obamacare is implemented, every single American will depend upon the federal government for something that is critical, their health and their life. That's why this election is so important. This is an election about fundamental and foundational things. This is an election about not who's the best person to manage Washington or manage the economy. We don't need a manager. We need someone who's going to pull up government by the roots and throw it out and do something to liberate the private sector in America. That's what we need.
The results of yesterday in the primary in Illinois, of course, the circumstances presenting themselves are as predicted, with Romney winning handily there. There's Rick Santorum moving on. Anderson Cooper here on the countdown with his panel of experts.
See Gingrich dropping out soon?
It wouldn't surprise me if he dropped out at this point. His campaign really is on life support as far as fundraising for the campaign itself goes. I'm not sure that Sheldon Adelson, he's a smart businessman. Is he going to want to keep pouring money into the super PAC? And I'm not sure the super PAC...
He's made a lot in Macau. I think he's got the money.
Yeah, I'm not sure that the super PAC has done all that it could do to help Gingrich. Not to be critical of the super PAC, but I'm just not sure that it's had the impact that they expected it to have. So it wouldn't surprise me, whether it's before or after Louisiana, I'm not sure. But I think the writing's on the wall. I think the writing is on the wall now that this comes down to Mitt Romney. Not only is he the front runner, but he's the nominee. This is the first big win he's had where we haven't really premised it by saying yes, but. I mean, this is a clear win for Mitt Romney tonight. Right. In a state with blue-collar voters, with industrial voters, and with suburban voters, he's winning pretty handily.
David Gloria, do you think Gingrich drops out soon?
Well, it depends what you mean by dropping out also. Yeah, I think after Louisiana. If he doesn't win Louisiana, I think it's over. But does it mean that he just kind of suspends his campaign and lets it hang around until the convention? Right. Or does it mean he drops out and endorses, say, Rick Santorum? Because I would have a very hard time seeing Newt Gingrich endorsing Mitt Romney at this point. There's a lot of personal animosity.
Right?
Yeah, there's bad blood. And so it's a question of what Gingrich would do and whether he would, in fact, work for someone like Rick Santorum.
I'm not sure it matters. At this point,
if he's become
less of a factor than he was, ever since the debates ended, he's had less of an influence.
Well, that's why Romney people don't really care.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that even if he were to endorse Santorum, there was a time early on would have made a big difference. Now, I'm not sure it matters that much.
That's David Gergen on the panel with Anderson Cooper on CNN. 800-510-8255 with your thoughts as to where things are right now. Are you happy that we have what we've got? And at this point, I don't see how Romney doesn't win, do you? Here's Rachel Maddow on how things shape up now from her perspective and a group of people that are with her on MSNBC.
In terms of the speech there from Mr. Romney tonight, I have not been listening to his stump speech every day, but I have been listening to it closely enough to sort of follow its evolution over time. Is this what we should expect from Mr. Romney from here on out in terms of putting Bain at the very, very center of what his appeal is for why he should be president?
Well, I think so. Bain, in the way that Mitt Romney wants to explain it, is part of a step-by-step education process for him and what makes the American economy tick. I do think it was significant, Rachel. He had some new lines in here, some great Republican applause lines. He made fun of community organizing, made fun of law professors, and he had a whole riff about his vision for the country. Plainly a general election speech, and I think there's a reason for that, because I think this win, even though it was expected, is a big deal, because I think tonight we found out that Rick Santorum simply is not capable of turning over the table in the way he needs to stop Mitt Romney from getting this nomination. I think this primary race, while Mitt Romney still doesn't have anywhere close to 1,144 delegates, is effectively over tonight, because Rick Santorum was not able to move from his victories in the Deep South to a victory in a big Midwestern state and breakthrough.
Just brief follow-up on that, John. You feel like if Rick Santorum even pulls off a large win in Louisiana, that's not enough to change Romney momentum at this point?
There are not enough states in the Deep South for Rick Santorum to do what he needs to do to deny Mitt Romney the nomination or win it himself. This thing is going after Louisiana, to Maryland, to Wisconsin, to a bunch of states. Yes, Rick Santorum's Pennsylvania, but also New York and Connecticut, New Jersey, states in the Northeast. I think we found out tonight that Rick Santorum just can't damage Mitt Romney enough to stop it.
Steve Schmidt, let me bring you in on this. We've just had a statement released from the Newt Gingrich campaign. Neither Mr. Gingrich nor Ron Paul are going to be giving a speech tonight. Newt Gingrich's speech response begins, "To defeat Barack Obama, Republicans can't nominate a candidate who relies on outspending his opponents 7-1. Both the Santorum campaign and the Gingrich campaign have tried to make an asset for themselves out of the fact that Mr. Romney has so wildly outspent his opponents to get victories like this one that we saw in Illinois." Do you think that matters tactically, the sort of cost per vote that these guys are spending?
No, I actually think it's a ridiculous argument, Rachel. In 2008, the John McCain campaign was outspent by $250 million. It's almost impossible to win a presidential election when you're talking about that type of fundraising disparity.
All right, 800-510-8255. Your calls on where we stand right now. Mitt Romney on top of the heap.
What you're about to hear will help you remember where to find the best water filter products at the best prices on the web. There. Did you hear it? BerkeyShop.com. With the newest Berkey products in stock, the best prices on Berkey products anywhere, fast free shipping, and the most amazing customer service. BerkeyShop.com. Home of all Berkey water filter products like the Big Berkey for producing clean drinking water by removing contaminants, chemicals, heavy metals, and even fluoride. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to get your Berkey water filter. Perfect for home, travel, camping, or disasters. And BerkeyShop.com is the perfect site to get your Berkey because we're open 24/7 with free shipping and no sales tax. Even celebrities and NFL athletes shop at BerkeyShop.com. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to order your Berkey products. That's 888-6-BERKEY or go to BerkeyShop.com. 888-6-BERKEY or go to BerkeyShop.com. For everything Berkey, shop BerkeyShop.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The scramble to get votes and the scramble to get to the top. Well, Santorum isn't going to get to the top, I don't think. What do you think? 800-510-8255. The situation in general, the GOP and the race, some people think it's ridiculous. Romney has won decisively, though, in Illinois. Just to recap, 47% of the vote. Santorum came in second with 35% of the vote. Ron Paul was third with 9%. Newt Gingrich was fourth with 8%. Now, the Louisiana primary is this Saturday. A trio of primaries take place on the 3rd of April in Maryland, Wisconsin, and in Washington, D.C. So, you heard Romney thank his supporters. You heard Santorum talk about what he thinks is the most important issue. You've listened to these people go back. There's Gingrich, who didn't really make a speech, but he went on to Sean Hannity because that's a safe territory. So what about it? Where are you in all of this? 800-510-8255. David in Illinois, where the contest took place yesterday.
I wish the whole country would get behind Mr. Santorum. And, he is the vote. You know, if we want this country to move forward and protect religious and constitutional rights, we need to get behind Mr. Santorum. If not, Obama's going to get reelected and this country is probably done for good.
All right, a little pessimistic outlook on things. You think the country is done for good if Santorum wins? 800-5, I'm sorry, if Santorum doesn't win, 800-510-8255. There are a lot of you who think that Mitt Romney is good, he's solid, he is going to be able to argue a lot of points. He was pretty strong yesterday when somebody came up and asked him about freebies at an appearance, and he said, if you want a free, you want freebies, vote for the other guy. I thought that was pretty solid. Joe is in South Carolina, pretty disappointed with all the people who are running as Republicans.
We got a clown show in the Republican Party going on, unfortunately. And I'm a Republican, but I'm very disappointed in the candidates there. And, you know, I think it's going to be a dogfight at the convention. And I don't know if it's going to be good for the party or not. You know, the clown show continues is my point. But I'd like to say a word about the candidates, if you don't mind. You know, I try to view this from a Democratic, if I was a Democrat, and I can't think of a thing that any of the Republican candidates offer that would make me change parties at the poll. I can't think of one thing. Mitt Romney represents Wall Street, which is everything that Democrats hate. He talks a lot about Staples and, of course, a major helping them out and a major pizza chain. But last time I checked, most of those jobs are minimum wage jobs. And, of course, we all know who makes the money in those situations is the guy at the top, people like him or the CEOs of those organizations. And see, that doesn't appeal to Democrats. Now, we do know that people came out and voted last time who hadn't voted ever for president or hadn't voted in 20 years, and the only thing that Republicans really can really count on is those people getting lazy this time and maybe not coming out, and that's about it.
All right. I think we're all getting worn out on this. I felt myself, as I got started here, yakking away, just kind of, you know, more of this to go. Are you exhausted with all of this? 800-510-8255. Here's Andy in New Mexico with some thoughts on why we ought to focus on President Obama and make sure that the party's unified to get rid of him.
The reason he doesn't deserve to get elected is because, number one, he's lost our AAA ratings. He's spending more money. Timothy Goodner, the tax chief. Eric Holder, the Fast and Furious. He bows to all the foreign leaders and apologizes for the way the United States is, and that drives me crazy. I would like to vote for Newt Gingrich, but I don't know if the public will go for him or not.
800-510-8255. Okay, so you got to throw a little of Obama in here to kind of even it up. I think that doesn't happen enough because we're so focused on the Republicans. Juanita's in South Carolina.
I voted for President Obama, and I wish that there had been more progress, especially in the employment part of it. But the Republicans have not put up any candidate that I can support. As far as Newt Gingrich, as a longtime Christian, I don't think that he is morally fit to lead our country. And as far as Mitt Romney goes, here again, it's, there's one set of rules for us, the rich, and one set of rules for the rest of the country. I love this country, he says, but my boys are not going to go out and put their life on the line for this country. So none of his five healthy, strapping sons served in the military. And I was kind of surprised at your reaction to him in South Carolina. We have lost a lot of young people in the Iraq and Afghanistan conflicts. I just see so much hypocrisy there, and I don't think that they have the interest of the country as a whole at heart. At least President Obama, whatever mistakes he may have made, he did